Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye.
Well, here's what we know about our guest, Courtney Burnett. She is from Melbourne, Australia, where she released two EPs on her own Milk exclamation point label that have combined into one massive double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. She's kind of a deadpan singer. She features circular guitar patterns on her songs, which I just recently learned is because she wrote a lot of them on a looping affair. She looped the guitar parts. She's a left-handed guitarist. She recently quit her day job as a bartender. Her lyrics are wonderfully observant, and either she has an amazing imagination or she's really honest. And she doesn't seem to suffer fools, so I hope we get on. Courtney, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks a lot for being here. I'm going to dip right into talking about lyrics, because eventually you know we're going to be all over it. Is a lot of the songs, it just seems like they're very stream of consciousness, and it's just how they happened.
Yeah, most of them, well, they're all kind of just true things that happen or that I see or observe and note down in my little book and then turn into songs.
Yeah, but it's the turning into songs, which I bet means it isn't quite so straight ahead. You probably kind of chisel away at things.
Yeah, I try to make it look really effortless, but it's not.
Well, why don't you do one of them to begin with, and we can talk more about all
cool.
that.
Cool. All right. Let's do Lance Jr.
Courtney Barnett and this three-piece are playing live for us today, and that is Lance Jr. And Courtney, it's on the kind of second half of A Sea of Split Peas. Is this the two EPs in order?
The second half is the first EP. So that was off the first. That was one of the first songs that we kind of did.
Wow.
Lance.
What is the difference between the first two? I think I was reading that the first one you pretty much made completely on your own, no studio or anything.
Yeah, we just recorded it at my friend's house in his lounge room. He had some good gear and I didn't have any money.
And am I right about the circular guitar patterns because you used a looper when you were writing?
Yeah. Yeah, so I kind of, before I recorded the first EP, I wrote them all in my room kind of with a loop pedal and added drums and stuff on top of them and kind of made them up on the spot and made up lyrics on the spot and then ended up using them. Wow. And also they're easier to remember.
Did you know what you were doing?
Did I know what I was doing?
Yeah. I say that for a couple of reasons. One of them is when you make your first record, particularly when you're making it on your own, right, your own label and all that, you have no idea who's going to hear it or if anybody's going to hear it. And you're kind of, I would think you'd be a little freer in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess you're never thinking about what people are going to think about what you're talking about because you just assume that no one's going to listen.
Do you think you'll be able to keep that going? I mean, that's always frightening to lose. That's part of the power of what you do.
Yeah, I think it's really important to hold on to that because that's the honesty part of it all. So if you're not doing that, then it's kind of pointless.
All right. Do you want to do one from the first EP or from the, what do you want to do next?
Yeah, we'll do another one from the first EP. This is Are You Looking After Yourself? Just one.
Are you looking after yourself? Another one from the WPSC of Split Peas from Courtney Barnett playing live for us today. A song at least partially in the voice of your mother. Does she still call like that?
Yeah.
Does she think maybe it's going a little bit better?
I think so.
Good. I love the line, "You sound so thin." Like what would that sound like?
I don't know. It's I can't remember if she said that or if I fudged that line, but you know, the general idea is there.
Yeah, well, let's hope she said it. Even better. The first song I think everybody here in the States really got to know from this album is Avant Gardner, which is such a wonderful song for many, many reasons. But to me, I love the way it starts off with someone, kind of just not being able to get out of bed and kind of trying to motivate yourself to do something as simple as gardening. It's an interesting kind of metaphor for getting your life going. And a lot of people throw this kind of slacker word at you, which is kind of weird for somebody who has their own record label and started it and sort of did all this stuff. How do you relate to that?
I don't know what the slacker term really means, but I guess I'm kind of a hardworking slacker,
right?
If that's the case. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Do you remember back enough about the day that Avant Gardner has written about that you what you were feeling as the day began?
Yeah, I think I'd worked really late the night before at the pub, and it was really hot, like it is right now in Australia, kind of 40 degrees and bushfires, and I think I was just on a lull, a life lull.
Well, it's interesting you say 40 degrees, which we have to translate, of course. So it would be like 90 or something.
Over 100, maybe.
Over 100.
Yeah.
And then there are other things like calling up AAA, which here it's a car club, and there it's...
It's triple O, so 911. Whatever the ambulance is.
It would be the equivalent of 911.
Yeah.
and then Weetabix. There's a lot of Australianisms in here.
And I didn't really notice until people say, "What is that?"
Yeah. Well, can you do that one?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
You probably know that one. That is Yvonne Gardner from Courtney Barnett, who's playing live for us today. Do you have anaphylactic attacks again?
No, that was a one-off. Yeah. Phew.
That's good. That's really scary. Totally, totally scary.
Oh, it was the scariest day of my life.
Gardening? Do you have to avoid gardening?
Well, I kind of got told to avoid the garden after that. And I was supposed to get, allergy tests and stuff.
Yeah. Good song. Great song. One of the other songs I love on here and is the kind of the dream song, History Eraser, which happened pretty much like the song too. You
pretty much like as much as a dream. You know how dreams are just random pieces of crazy bits of your life, kind of put together in a seemingly normal situation.
And then you try to connect them up after you're awake, and of course that reality has nothing to do with the dream reality.
Yeah.
And you still can't remember the song you wrote, which is the greatest song ever.
Nah.
Oh,
if only,
man.
I'd be rich by now.
Yeah, that'll be on your album. but can you do that one, History Eraser?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Really good version of History Eraser as Courtney Barnett is playing live for us today on The Cafe. Courtney, I you know, I just have my perspective on what's happened with your career, your life in this really short period of time. But I only know that you were first booked here in Philadelphia to one of the tiniest rooms, and that became one of the larger rooms, which sold out really fast. Are things kind of accelerating?
Yeah, I guess so. And I don't know why, if that was part of the next question, but it's a really good thing, kind of really exciting and really grateful that, you know, there's so many people here that want to come to the show.
Well, I kind of still see you as somebody sitting in her house packaging up her own CDs and stuff, but that wasn't so long ago, so.
Yeah, I was just doing that last week before I left.
So, well, thanks a lot for coming here.
Thanks for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.